The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway, friend. In great price,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340. Hana Highway, Kahului. And that is the truth. We are Fanatic Organics and the head of Alive and Well. Fabulous choices, wonderful proteins, wonderful vitamins, great formulas you can't get anywhere else. Organically put together, powerhouse of nutrition.
And what about the broth?
The broth. Broad spectrum broth at Alive and Well. Broth, it covers the whole alphabet of organic foods and organic choices, whatever your choice. We don't impose. If you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, you're non-vegetarian, everything is going to be organically made for you. We have the wild fish, the organic chicken, the organic meat, the organic vegan choices. All of those things are there, and we are in a constant and incredibly humbly grateful, I should say, an addiction and an interaction with the local organic Maui farmers. Okay, that is a real family relationship. We get the fabulous organic produce brought in every single day for our intensive organic juices, only in glass.
Would you say we are fanatically organic?
We are fanatic organics. I have always said that.
Yeah.
And I may be fanatic about a lot of other things.
You know,
when I was in theater, you used
hope
to say,
we don't go
we
into
both,
details
we
about this.
Well, listen, we were always fanatic. We were fanatic in the theater, wherever we were fanatic. But we're fanatic organics across the boards, and beautiful, magnificent choices. And especially today, that is critically important for you, but at all times. And remember too, the vortex power. Give me some vortex power, Den.
Vortex power, here it comes. It's remarkable. As I've said several times about comparing water cascading down the alpine mountains. Well, just take a ride out to Hana. On the way, you're going to see some phenomenal waterfalls to your right or left, mainly to your right, of water being oxygenated, hydrogenated. It's amazing what things that happen to do with tumbling, cascading water, fresh water. It's clean, it's purified, it's filtered, and it's as it comes out of the faucet here at the store and in your home when you want to have a home unit installed. The vortexian twisting of the water really reestablishes the vitality and the how can you express it?
High oxygenation, no toxins,
it's
and all beauty,
it's also high hydrogenated.
That's right.
High oxygen and hydrogen is water.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
It really activates the molecules of the water and making it much more effective in absorption and utilization by every cell in your body.
That's right. And you have the energy and the purity and the fabulous feeling that you get from that.
And so say our plants, our house plants.
I know. I was this morning. I was looking at something Hawaiian briefly on the TV, and they showed these beautiful plants. It was the same one I had with one little bud, and I got that as a gift, and I went, oh no, I always kill plants. I'm sorry, I don't mean to. I just never had that gift. My mother had that gift, but I never had to make it everything. But I never had that gift. But this time we decided to put some vortex water regularly in that. The plant went nuts. No, nuts. It's taken over the whole house. And I go, my gosh, if ever there was a testimonial, I wish this was on TV, for vortex power, it's that plant.
It's life the beautiful itself. Flowers. It's remarkable.
It certainly is. And you know what else is remarkable, dear?
Mm-hmm. And several things. What are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to say that you're very remarkable, darling. Oh. You're very remarkable, because, and especially as we think of New Year, but every day is a new opportunity. Every day is a new event. We make the choices that we make with the foods that we take in, but it's also another thing that is a choice that comes into the soul and into the spirit, and you are the one that makes me feel so young.
Really?
Yes.
I make you feel so young.
And do you want to sing a little song? Okay.
But you kind of make me feel so young.
Sorry, darling, I wasn't quite catching that. Can you?
You make me feel so
young. I got it now.
You make me feel so spring is sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots. Running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful spring to be flown. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so, you make me squeal so, you make me feel so young.
Okay, dear. So I guess we don't have to talk about any of the nutrition or anything in the show and everything like that.
Feeling so young is a major contributor to good nutrition.
That's exactly right.
If you're down in the dumps, as the tendency to be when you're around 90 years old, then nutrients don't work quite as well. Nutrients work much better when you have an uplifting spirit.
An uplifting spirit.
Right? And, there are bells to be rung.
That's right.
However old you are, take it from our experience, however old you are, there are still bells to be rung. And you can ring them and bring with them all the wonderful benefits of good health and exuberance for life.
Right. And I won't go into any of the background, but the great psychiatrist who lived through the Holocaust and the intensive and the camps and everything, lost a family. But he said, he came out and with his book that was sold many, many millions of copies, but with his one statement, he said that it was the most important. He said, the most important thing in any situation is to choose one's attitude. And he says, and no one can take that away from me, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances.
Right.
Okay, that's Viktor Frankl. It always stayed with me.
If you can remember that. I mean, this guy lived through the entire Holocaust.
Right, with all the family members lost, et cetera.
That's
but
right.
The point is, he helped so many people, and he says, was the most important. Choose one's attitude. I try to remind myself of that every single day, because I'm forgetful about that one.
Yeah. So am I, honey.
But anyway, we want to say, too, that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medication or take them off. Doctor's area. But we love to share wonderful information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials and the background to that. We share information. Now, you know, so testimonials we don't solicit either. Wonderful people come in and share information with us, share about what they learned about Alive and Well. They learned, took nutrients, and this is what
happened. They're so exuberant about improvement in their life. They can't not talk about it, okay? They have to testify.
That's right.
That's wonderful. We're glad that in some whatever way we can contribute to the wonderful things that are left in life that are positive, and these people reflect that.
You know, you're going to be very jealous about this one, dear.
Okay.
I'm afraid that you have to choose your attitude here and not get jealous.
Well,
okay, here it comes.
Again, Do I have to do it again?
Yeah. So anyway, the gentleman, he was such a grateful, happy gentleman and a great hugger. He says, I have to do this. And he grabbed me and hugged. And he said, I have to tell you, and he says, tell your husband too, he said, that Alive and Well, he said, helped him so much with a combination of glutamine and the deglycerinized licorice. It was the glutamine comfort, the wonderful super digestive enzyme, the super digestizyme from Alive and Well, and magnesium glycinate. He says, I have no more tummy pain.
Beautiful.
I have no more
beautiful.
Tummy pain. And he said, beautiful. So tell your hubby. I said, okay, I'll tell him, but I am also telling you about the hug. Now,
okay, can I just make a comment?
Comment about it.
So many, as people over 45 years of age can attest, so much of life becomes a matter of making up for what your body doesn't do anymore efficiently. But what it doesn't do primarily is digest your food as thoroughly
exactly
as it used to do
right.
when you were a kid.
Exactly
okay?
right.
Why? Because you just don't make the digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid levels as you did when you were 18 years old. Okay, you don't have the hormone levels you had at 18 years old. And you don't have.
Go ahead.
And you don't have the muscle tone you had when
Tell
you were
me
18
about
years
it.
Old. You don't have the digestive enzyme production that you had when you were 18. The holistic physicians say that by the time you reach the 50s, early 50s or mid-50s, you have already lost 70% of your ability to properly digest and absorb your food. What? Well, the answer to that, the problems of that are oftentimes excessive acid in your throat or heartburn or digestive upset.
Esophageal reflux. Like that. That's right.
And the medical community says, well, you have too much acid, so they give you an antacid drug.
Yes, which have serious.
Which does what? It stops digestion.
That's exactly right.
But when you take the enzymes, it restores the environment of your stomach like it does when you were 18 years old, and it stimulates the sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight between swallows. And that prevents the acid from coming up your throat and giving you cancer.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Said.
But taking the enzymes digests your food much more thoroughly, closes off the sphincter entrance into the stomach so that the acid doesn't come up to your throat, and you have perfect harmony, digestion again.
Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing. And remember the old definition that we learned many years ago, Dan, that definition. When foods are not digested properly, putrefactive bacteria live off the undigested food, give off methane gases, but also they destroy the lining of the stomach.
And they give you leaky gut syndrome.
That's right.
They give you putrefaction.
Right.
They give you buildup of fecal matter in your colon. It all starts with reducing the acids in your stomach. That's the wrong way to go, say holistic physicians, because when you restore the acidity and the enzyme production of your stomach, the sphincter valve at the bottom of your esophagus squeezes tight shut and won't let the acid come up your stomach, but also improves your digestion.
Thanks.
All the miseries of flatulence and misery and bloating go away.
And we're not making any kind of claim, zero claim. We're not claiming any kind of cure for cancer, nothing like that. We just love to share mm-hmm. what the doctors learned about how nutrients can help the body become more healthy, help to fight off toxic situations, and prevent a whole lot of other things. Well, this lady came in this week, and she was so delighted and grateful, and said she was an ovarian cancer patient, and she's making a wonderful recovery, she said, and also a great recovery from the chemo. Her doctor was amazed at both these situations and said, you don't feel sick at all? From the drugs, right? He says, this is incredible. And she said he was amazed, and she's feeling wonderful and recovering very well. Again, just sharing what holistic doctors have learned about how nutrients can help the body boost the immune system. And she was thrilled about that.
And again, one more time, folks, we are not the doctors.
No, not
okay?
at all.
We don't cure anybody. We don't make any claims to cure anybody. What we do is share the information from the doctors, the doctors who are working in the field, who have firsthand experience in helping to restore health with natural health-building components, the nutrients.
Yes, and, you know, I think it's very important Again, it's not our opinions. We are reporting what has been daily in the news. This has been top news, television, everything else. And this is top officials saying it. We are quoting. It's not Mona and Dennis making that assumption. We are going to quote what has been said, what has been in the news, and I'll share it with you, Den. CDC, when you hear the word CDC and FDA, that's Centers for Disease Control, that big organization, US of A, and Food and Drug Administration, which governs everything, right? And the CDC and the FDA have come out saying this. They are warning of Pfizer, that's the P-F-I-Z-E-R, it's a drug company, bivalent COVID vaccine shot. They are warning of it, saying high stroke risk with these shots. Top research scientist calls it a, quote, a high stroke risk, especially for people 65 and old or over. And they also severe side effects linked to the strokes caused by this. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration analysis, states, listen to this, that with this COVID vaccine shot, 50% higher incidence of pulmonary embolism, that's blood clots and ruptures in the lungs, so you don't breathe anymore. It's death from that. The FDA analysis states that. Can you read that second part of their analysis, please? But the CDC
It does go on saying this. The Centers for Disease Control, again, these are direct quotes, admits shots can be dangerous. 550,000 people on Medicare, huge amount, had strokes from the Pfizer COVID vaccine shots.
Right.
Then absolutely. Marty Melray from Johns Hopkins, he's a university professor, states also high strokes and embolisms, et cetera, complications, lung complications from the shots.
That's right. Okay? We're just quoting. This is the top organizations, the top medical organizations on the news daily and consistently.
Can I make a
please
quote
go
here?
Right ahead.
In March of 2020, the pandemic was just coming. It's coming across the Pacific Ocean from China, and we're all going to die, says all the press, all the panic involved, okay? And there was a Dr. Siegel being interviewed on television. I've told this anecdote before, but this is an appropriate time to repeat it. Dr. Siegel was being interviewed on television by an announcer who was quite concerned about himself becoming infected, and his tone of voice and his interview reflected that. And he says, "What are we going to do, Doc? What are we going to do? We don't have any vaccine. We don't have any way to stop this thing." And the doctor said, "Look, you were given an innate immune system. You were born with it. Fortify what you have. Fortify your immune system." How do I do that? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And he says, "Listen." He says, "Take the vitamins. Take the nutrients. How do you fortify? You take nutrients. You take vitamin C and vitamin D3 and quercetin. And what's quercetin? It's a bioflavonoid which reduces inflammation and congestion in your lungs. If you recall, folks, at the time people were being put on respirators, which are pumping mechanical pumps, pumping oxygen, air into your lungs and driving the infection deeper into the lungs and killing thousands of people."
That's right. And he also said the NAC, don't forget that too, darling.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The NAC and the vitamin C, D, zinc, quercetin, those are major nutrients, and NAC+. Because those are major nutrients which reduce inflammation, reduce swelling, reduce congestion. The announcer was speechless. He didn't know what else to say. These are the nutrients to use. And
right.
It went on and on.
That's
but the,
right.
the
Dr.
end.
Siegel.
But this was 2020. This
right.
was
yes.
four, 3 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what instead did the authorities do? Pump people full of vaccines and killing thousands of people.
Okay. We're just doing the report on that. Okay.
That's
we're
right.
just doing the report. And here's another report. You know, you hear us, and we mentioned again Fanatic Organics. Here's another big study that just came reported in the Epoch Times. This big study done about common food additive and what it can do. And again, when you're doing the organic, when you're eating the foods at the Broth Cafe, the beautiful Broth Cafe, et cetera, all the things that we serve there at the Broth Cafe, all everything we do, it's all organic. None of those chemicals get into any of the foods we use or serve, okay? And here it is. This is just a quote. Study links popular food additive to colon cancer. Titanium dioxide is a popular way to whiten food and cosmetics, but new research adds to previous concerns. I'll give this to you in a minute.
To whiten the food?
Now, here's what I'm going to show, okay?
Okay.
A peer-reviewed article by a team of scientists sheds light on the toxicity of a popular food additive often used as a whitening pigment. The article, published in the medical journal Toxicology, in August 2022, quote, food-grade titanium dioxide accumulation leads to cellular alterations in colon cells after removal of a 24-hour exposure. So it examines the effects of this toxic substance, titanium dioxide, on the cells. The researchers found that a so-called food-grade titanium dioxide, which is used as an additive in everything from candy to sunscreen, accumulated in colon cells, causing permanent damage. I'll give it to you in a minute. Using electron microscopy, the researchers identified the presence of food-grade titanium dioxide in a human colon cancer cells that they maintain in a cell culture medium. The cells were analyzed. Titanium dioxide at all concentration persisted in the colon cells even 48 hours after exposure. The exposure caused damage to the cells and DNA alteration, researchers found. I'm going to give this to you, honey. The European Union, that's of course all of Europe, banned its use at the beginning of 2022. At that time, manufacturers were given 6 months to remove titanium dioxide from all food products sold to European consumers.
But not in the U.S. of A.
That's what they're saying. But other countries' regulatory agencies, including the Government of Canada and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, continue to insist that this the abbreviation for the titanium is T102 isn't harmful to human cells. And I want you to read this last page, dear, please, at the top.
Food grade, folks, food grade. It's safe, says the FDA. However, as the scientists pointed out in their study, food grade titanium oxide has been shown to accumulate in human organs. Accumulate. It has been detected in the spleen and the liver and found in feces of newborn babies.
Unreal.
And discovered in mother's placenta.
Oh.
Indeed, other research, including a 2021 article published by the French scientists in the peer-reviewed journal Particle and Fiber Toxicology, has uncovered similar problems with titanium dioxide, and this French review article examines evidence that implicates titanium dioxide in inflammatory bowel diseases and colorectal cancers.
Oh.
There has been a disturbing rise in colon cancer among adults younger than 50 in the United States and nearly every other country in the industrialized world. In fact, a recent global study published in the journal Gut, G-U-T, found that nearly 2 million new cases of colorectal cancer were estimated in 2020, as well as approximately 930,000 deaths. Titanium dioxide.
930,000 deaths from titanium dioxide.
Okay. Worldwide colorectal cancer is the third most common type of cancer. And yet another study from scientists at Harvard's Brigham and Women's Hospital found that incidence of early onset cancer, including colon cancer, liver cancer, and pancreatic cancer, have increased dramatically. And then here's
oh, that's why you have to say what your dad said.
Yes, yes.
Do it.
My dad was not a health nut. He was a health nut until the health nut definition changed. And suddenly what he had been eating for years suddenly became unhealthy. But he used to say, quote, there is no such thing as a little bit of poison.
Bravo, Harry. Bravo.
Bravo,
Harry
Bravo.
Jones.
Okay.
Bravo, Harry, because that stayed with us forever. We were young marrieds when he said that. There is no such thing as a little bit of poison. That has been a statement that has stayed with me my entire life. And one of the great statements of all time.
And a little bit of poison applies to every food additive that the FDA allows.
Right, and it stays in the body.
And the Centers for Disease allows this to be food coloring and preservatives and every conceivable piece of junk you put in your mouth. Keep this in mind, folks. The processed food industry, those people who are putting things in jars and cans and packaging and selling it to you, that's the processed food industry. And every bite of processed food that you eat, say, food scientists and holistic physicians, has lost 90% of its nutritional value. But it is loaded with titanium dioxide and extra sugars and extra coloring agents. You need coloring agents? A little bit of poison here, a little bit of poison there, a little bit of poison here, a little bit of poison there. It's all food with flavorings, colorings, sugars, and texturizers, all of those components which take away the nutritional content of the food and make your food much more difficult to make your body much more difficult in extracting the nutrients from that piece of dribble that you put in your mouth.
And a little and a little and a little and a little equals a lot and a lot and a lot of damage and destruction and death.
So do your best. Eat fresh organic foods. You can get organic foods at Safeway. You can get organic foods nationwide. What's really are dramatic in the health improvements that are contained therein.
Exactly. And you know, this is relative to this, another big news that came out on Newsmax, another big news that came back, and this is very critically important, and how we have to protect. You know, I always used to say, and I still say it now, deliver the liver. The liver is the detoxifying agent. Deliver the liver. But here's the big article, this research showing right here, unreal. And there's the thing reported. Eating fast food is linked to liver disease. We're going to read this, and you got to do the liver protective nutrients and the liver protective diet. Anyway, here's the research that has shown. I'll share it with you. Do your liver a favor, they say, and steer clear of fast food, new research urges. People with obesity or diabetes who consume 20% or more of their daily calories from fast food had severely, that's their own words, elevated levels of fat in their livers compared to those who ate less fast food or none. Even the general U.S. population had increases in liver fat when fast food made up one-fifth or more of their diet, the studies found. The lead study author, Dr. Annie Kardashian, is a hepatologist, that's a liver specialist.
Specialist, right.
Right, with University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine in Los Angeles. Quote, the severe rise in liver fat in those with obesity or diabetes is especially striking, she says. Kardashian said this is one of the first studies to demonstrate the highly negative impact of fast food on liver health. Even a relatively modest amount can be very harmful, she warned. And I'll give this to you in a minute, honey. For the study, the researchers used data from a nationwide, that's across the whole country, health and nutrition survey conducted in 2017 and 2018 to determine the impact of fast food consumption on fatty liver disease, also called liver steatosis. The condition causes cirrhosis or scarring of the liver and potentially leads to cancer or complete liver failure. For this study, fast food and pizza from either a drive-through restaurant or one without wait staff were included. The investigators compared fast food consumption with fatty liver measurements in thousands and thousands of adults. About 52% consumed fast food. Of those, 29% got at least one-fifth of their daily calories from fast food. About 29% had a rise in liver fat levels. Our findings, say the researchers, are particularly alarming as fast food consumption has gone way up. Can you read this thing about how fast food consumption has gone way up from the top?
Here's the way they do it, folks. Fast food consumption has gone up in the last 50 years, regardless of socioeconomic status, Kardashian said. We've also seen a substantial surge in the fast food dining during the COVID-19 pandemic, which is probably related to the decline in full-service restaurant dining and rising rates of food insecurity. We worry that the number of those with fatty livers has gone up even more since the time of the survey. She goes on to say more than 30% of the U.S. population has liver steatosis, the study authors noted. Kardashian said she hopes the study will encourage healthcare providers to offer, especially those with obesity or diabetes, much more nutrition education. The only way to treat liver steatosis is through better diet. The findings were published in the January 10th issue of the journal Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology.
That's a big medical journal, and here's a gastro, here's a liver specialist, hepatologist, reporting all this about the study, how toxic these things are. And I want to say here that there's a famous doctor talking about the liver cure. Go ahead. You were going to say?
Yes. The liver, as you probably have heard, is the master cleansing organ of your body. In so doing, it is subject to an awful lot of toxicity because it is in itself becoming toxic from all the toxins system.
That's exactly right.
All right? And the major, major contributors are what? Sugar.
Yes.
Sugar.
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to tell you about what this top doctor is talking about.
Shall I go on?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Sugar is a major contributor, and carbohydrates, which turn to sugar, are secondary contributors, but also things of the fats that people don't consider. The safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils all contribute to inflammation. Inflammation is the major negative result of sugars and carbohydrates and those fatty acid oils. The super pure omega-3 fish oils reduce inflammation. The organic coconut oil reduces inflammation. Organic olive oil reduces inflammation. Those are the oils you should dwell on, say holistic physicians, to help your liver maintain its physical and health and its efficiency in curing and detoxifying your system.
And I applaud top medical doctors like Dr. Russell Blaylock writing about the liver cure. And he is top of his thing is the natural solutions for fatty liver. He has that as the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you've talked a lot about, Dennis, and it's absolutely incredible. And this is what he has to say. Curcumin is one of the most powerful anti-inflammatory nutrients. It reduces immune damage to the liver and all other tissues. And is most importantly is a powerful inhibitor of this transforming growth factor most involved in liver fibrosis and cirrhosis. Curcumin enhances all liver antioxidant enzymes, increases glutathione, how the body fights all illness, and enhances the flow of bile from the liver to improve digestion and health. Treatment with curcumin, says the doctor, has been shown to dramatically improve alcoholic liver damage by reducing oxidative stress, inhibiting lipid peroxidation, the bad transference of bad fats, reducing and eliminating scar formation, that's the fibrosis we were talking about, and suppressing inflammatory cytokine release, just what you were talking about. By these same mechanisms, curcumin reduces the accumulation of toxic fats in the liver and is especially beneficial in treating NASH, non-alcoholic liver disease, in the more inflammatory fatty liver disease. And I want you to read this paragraph right here, okay? Can you grab that for me?
Where do we find curcumin?
Yeah, I want you to read that and then tell them how they find it, okay?
Okay.
Read this paragraph. Top.
Word for word, folks, verbatim, here's what the doctor says.
Top of the page.
Among all the flavonoids, curcumin has the most powerful anti-cancer effectiveness against a large number of cancer types, including hepatocellular cancer. In addition, curcumin enhances conventional chemotherapy treatments and protects normal tissue and organs against damage by those chemotherapy agents. Curcumin also improves radiation tumor-killing treatments and protects normal tissues against damage by the radiation.
Isn't that fascinating
that
this
is more
doctor,
than fascinating.
And he quotes the clinical trials. Could you talk more about the curcumin and the most effective way of taking it?
Well, curcumin is an extract of turmeric. And turmeric has a history of being a very healthy herb to use in reducing inflammation and in general health building. But the amount of curcumin in a turmeric solution, whether it's a little spoonful or whether it's a big jar full of turmeric powder, the amount of curcumin contained in that turmeric sample is less than 1% curcumin. However, when you combine, concentrate the curcumin from the turmeric and provide it also with very beneficial antioxidants and other enzyme functions which neutralize inflammation as well, you end up with a curcumin product which is unbeatable in reducing inflammation, reducing pain, reducing the very beginning of the disease scenario, keeping in mind that all physicians say the following. Every disease known to science, every single disease known to science is a result of chronic inflammation. And inflammation is created by sugars and refined carbohydrates and the refined vegetable oils, safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all those oils. They all contribute to excessive omega-6, which is a major inflammatory fat, which goes back to the previous subject about fatty liver. But the curcumin is found in, get this, a product called Pain Power. Pain Power is 2,000% more effective with its curcumin content than is turmeric, the source of the curcumin. 2,000% better, which reduces inflammation, reduces swelling, reduces irregular cell subdivisions, and helps restore normal metabolism in every instance. So initially we designed this product for pain relief because pain is a major result of inflammation. But the inflammation is more rampant than just, the symptoms are more rampant than just pain, because it destroys cellular metabolism. Keep in mind, if you've got a cell and you light a match under the cell, it burns up.
That's right.
Well, the match is sugar and refined carbohydrates.
Exactly.
Those are the matches.
Exactly.
And they destroy the very beginning of natural metabolic function, of immune system, of cell regeneration, of brain function, of cardiovascular conditions. Everything is a result of excessive inflammation.
Right.
And curcumin being the extract from turmeric, 2,000% more effective than turmeric itself, is a major, major contributor to good health.
Right. And, you know, going along with what he has to say, and it just again, is his natural solution for fatty liver, what he goes on to say is so in agreement with you, because he talks about the essential fatty acids, the DHA and the EPA in the super pure fish oils.
Those are healthy fats.
Now, and this is what he's saying. Studies of people having cirrhosis, that's what we're talking about, scarring of the liver,
right,
etc., demonstrated that they had very low levels of the principal components of the omega-3 fish oils called DHA and EPA, and that their levels of these EPA and DHA correlated, if they were low, with the progression of the disease, meaning that the worse their liver disease becomes, the lower it's because of the lower rate of EPA and DHA in the liver.
Right.
Other studies have shown that these fatty acids can significantly reduce the liver damage done even by toxic chemicals such as carbon tetrachloride, a powerful liver-destroying chemical. Good grief. Inflammation is the main culprit. He could have been talking to you, Den, but I'm quoting him. Inflammation is the main culprit in liver diseases, and an inflammatory cytokine. Remember that the cytokine was the storm that also caused death in COVID-19.
Absolutely. It's the death inflammation of the lungs.
The death of the alveoli in the lungs. But he's saying inflammation is the main culprit in liver disease, and an inflammatory cytokine called tumor necrosis factor appears to be the main driver of liver inflammation.
Inflammation.
Studies have shown that these omega-3 fatty acids powerfully suppress this inflammatory cytokine, as well as all other inflammatory cytokines, and he cites all of them.
They put out the fire.
In addition, the EPA and DHA have powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects that suppress the very process that does most of the damage to the liver in cirrhosis-free radical damage and inflammation. A meta-analysis, that means of all the studies, of 9 clinical studies, medical studies, in which these omega-3 oils were used to treat fatty liver disease, demonstrated a significant reduction in elevated liver enzymes, which are the characteristic of liver disease when they elevate. When you drop them, you're getting normal. The EPA and the DHA, okay? He's talking about how critically important they are for the liver.
Not only for the liver, for every cell in your body.
For your eyesight, your heart, your brain.
Dr. Whitaker said years ago, when you get the right dosage of EPA and DHA, you provide a perfect lubrication job for your brains, your eyes, your heart, every artery, every capillary, every arteriole in your body, reducing the inflammation. Inflammation, again, is fire. Fire brought on by sugars and refined carbohydrates and those commercial fatty acids. But when you reduce the fire, you reduce the damage. When an arteriole or a capillary is inflamed, it burns it up. So the cells that are being fed by that microscopic blood passageway, which has just been burned up with inflammation, those cells which are waiting for nutrients and oxygen die. And that is a major, major contributor to what? Cardiovascular disease, they call it. Okay? But the inflammation, the fire, is what causes the disease. The disease is inflammation. And what this doctor is talking about and a host of other holistic physicians talk about is reducing that inflammation by using the getting rid of the toxic and elements in your lifestyle, in your dietary, and incorporating, as this doctor says, the super omega-3 fish oils. But you've got to get the right dosage of EPA, DHA.
Exactly. There's a big, and the purity.
And the purity. There's a big commercial promotion thing going on with fish oil, saying each capsule gives you 1,000 milligrams of fish oil. Well, 1,000 milligrams of fish oil doesn't tell you how much EPA and DHA is in each capsule. Aha! How much EPA, DHA do you need? You need about 3 grams a day, 3,000 milligrams. And whether you're taking a liquid solution by the teaspoon or whether you're taking capsules, you've got to make sure the EPA number and the DHA number per serving reaches 3,000 milligrams. At that level, you don't have inflammation. You have a perfect lubrication of every cell in your body.
And if, just like the Harvard doctor said with all their studies, reduces the number one causes of heart attacks and deaths by 88 to 92%. They said if we all took the purest fish oil every single day, we'd save at least 900,000 American lives every single year. Critical for the heart. What about the brain? You know, as this has been forever, you know,
forever, ever.
And put down that your brain is a fat made up of those two fatty acids, 50 to 60 to 70%. So you want to make your brain. How about the eyesight? That's why it was so critical when before mothers to take those even many years ago. So that because it has to do with healthy eyesight for the children and also adults. Many, many things. OK,
well, one or two capsules of fish oil is not going to do the job. OK. And you've got to find out more information. If you want more information, come into Alive and Well. You know, if you want a personal consultation with Mona or with me, we don't charge you for that.
No,
there's no money involved.
No drugs.
But we do give you the same kinds of information you're getting right now for free on the radio.
That's right. Now, I want you to say that he also is saying, just as you have said, Den, Remember the color that in nature, whatever you face, the great divine plan of things, vitamin C doesn't exist alone. The liquid part of the plant, but in the coloring matter of the plant is that wonderful bioflavonoid that has been known forever to be so great for allergics and asthmatics. And here he's saying quercetin is a flavonoid commonly found in many vegetables and in the pulp of plants.
Right.
Studies have shown quercetin to have very powerful, says the doctor, liver protective properties and to enhance liver repair and function, says the doctor. I'll give this to you in a sec. It is also known that people with cirrhosis, that is the scar tissue of the liver, can develop severe lung damage as well. Studies found that quercetin dramatically, says the doctor, protects against this damage. Again, says the doctor, quercetin protected the lungs by reducing elevated nitric oxide levels in the arteries supplying the lungs.
So Dr. Siegel was right again and
he
again.
He was. And can you start at the top of that page?
And here's something else that is of utmost importance. Historically, okay, vitamin C was discovered around 1937-38 by Dr. Hans Selye. Dr. Hans Selye discovered vitamin C and all the and related all the wonderful benefits of increasing your vitamin C levels. But what else did he discover? He discovered quercetin at the same time. Vitamin C and quercetin were discovered by, or uncovered, I should say, from the obstruction of non-science, discovered vitamin C and quercetin. They work together beautifully.
Okay? Beautifully.
So Dr. Siegel was right. The quercetin, the vitamin C, and the D and the zinc all boost your innate immune function. Let me go on with this article.
Top of the page.
Yep. The doctor says this, word for word, folks. Several studies have shown that quercetin reduces fat accumulation in the liver, thus protecting against both non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and the more serious type, NASH. I don't know what NASH is the acronym for. What is it?
I don't know. It sounds non-alcoholic
something. There is evidence, says the doctor, that one way quercetin helps the liver is by protecting the probiotic balance of organisms in the colon.
Interesting.
The interaction, the body knows what it's doing.
It does. And the great divine plan, it's, you know, the sea doesn't exist alone, but in the coloring matter in the pulp, you've got the quercetin.
Just get away from the junk. That's all.
Go ahead.
The doctor goes on to say, this has been shown to reduce liver fat accumulation and inflammation in the liver. Quercetin has also been shown to protect against insulin sensitivity and glucose intolerance.
Which is
diabetes.
And that's
a whole other discussion. Okay?
That's right. Pre-diabetes and diabetes and a whole other. And he's got another explanation on those two same things, too.
But just a little quickie, okay?
Tell a quickie.
Okay. The way that the liver is affected by sugar, the liver is the great arbiter of blood sugar levels. Yes, the pancreas produces insulin, but the insulin delivers the sugar to the cells, and if the cells develop insulin resistance, it flashes back to the liver to deal with the sugar.
Right.
And the fats, that the insulin turns the sugar into fat. Then the liver has to deal with the sugar-created fats.
That's right, triglycerides. That's the toxic sugar-created fats. Go ahead.
And then the liver becomes a fatty liver condition.
Right.
And elevated liver enzymes.
Yes.
All because of what? The junk that people put in their mouth.
Right.
The junk that the FDA and the government allows people to, the food industry, to put into their food. People eat this stuff and think it's healthy, otherwise the government would do something about it, right? 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 Wrong, wrong, wrong. The government is owned by. The Centers for Disease Control is owned by. The World Health Organization is owned by. The very food processors and drug companies which are flooding the market with their poison.
You know, Dr. Russell Blaylock, going again with these same two and other supportive nutrients, writing again right away in January 2023. He's just been writing and reporting in the news about this, how dangerous blood pressure drugs are. We'll get to that in a minute. And he's saying the antidotes for stabilizing blood pressure And he says the side effects of the drugs that lower blood pressure are erectile dysfunction, loss of libido among men and women, fatigue, which is extreme, nausea, heartburn, difficulty swallowing, damage to the heart muscle, shortness of breath, dizziness, flu-like symptoms, arrhythmias, depression, disorientation, memory loss, liver failure, and angioedema. Good belief. That's the side effect of blood pressure drugs, as Dr. Blaylock reports. But he says about curcumin and quercetin. Both of these flavonoids, therapeutic compounds in plants, have been shown to lower severe hypertension in all studies. Can you believe?
Yep.
The mechanism involves their anti-inflammatory effects. In the case of curcumin, just like you said, Dennis, but he didn't say that, I added that, it has an ability to increase nitric oxide, which relaxes the arteries and restores healthy function of the artery lining. You did say that. They also protect all the organs affected by hypertension, including the heart, kidneys, and brain. Curcumin specifically reduces hypertension, high blood pressure, caused by exposure to cadmium, the toxin. And then he goes right on, the major components of fish oil, EPA and DHA, reduce blood pressure, improve blood flow, correct damage to the heart, and improve overall health. He adds his cardio-CoQ10, his cardio-CoQ10. In all studies, cardio-CoQ10 has lowered blood pressure in people with hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease. He states that lowered blood pressure better than a combination of prescription drugs. Okay, many blood pressure lowering drugs, says the doctor, and cholesterol and statin drugs deplete CoQ10, and this contributes to the serious side effects and deterioration of the heart. People who take cardio-CoQ10 have much more energy, and acetyl-L-carnitine, okay, the studies he's also showing have found that acetyl-L-carnitine also lowers blood pressure. Can you believe all the things that he's saying? You see, acetyl-L-carnitine is good for the brain and is beneficial for lowering blood pressure. NAC is especially good for hypertension, and the R-alpha-lipoic acid. These supplements should be taken by anyone who has hypertension along with diabetes or at risk for the disease. Good grief.
Because
all these important things.
Because it reduces inflammation, improves the blood circulation, the oxygen utilization, allows the arteries and the capillaries to expand and contract the way they were designed to do. Inflammation burns them up and makes them very rigid wall, contributes to the plaque buildup in them, reducing blood flow, and thereby increasing blood pressure.
That's right. And you know, the acetyl-L-carnitine has been a leader in Europe for more than half a century by the doctors. They give it for the brain because it passes the blood-brain barrier, regenerates the brain. Passes the liver barrier, the acetyl form, mm-hmm. and helps it break down these toxic fats and be healthy and get rid of the scar tissue, etc. And the acetyl form is a wonderful for the heart because it helps the heart. It's a big ally of the cardio-CoQ10.
And the replication of the mitochondria.
Exactly, replication.
Which is which are the energy producing components in your cells.
That's right. And when you come, you can learn all of these wonderful things coming to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you. It's organic across the boards. It has the wonderful formulas you can't get elsewhere. The way of it, and they are all there, and the magnificent broth cafe at Alive and Well. Organic across, beautiful seating. Beautiful marble bar. You can even call the 877-4950 earlier if you want everything ready for you. You're having parties. You're having groups. Don't give them junk. We'll have it all ready for you. And we have the organic juices served for you. You can be high concentration. And don't forget the Vortex water. It is served. Vortex water is served there with every drink, everything that you take. And in every bit of food that is made for you, the Vortex is used. Whatever your choice is, magnificent, great prices, all there for you. Come on.
And if you want one-on-one consultation at no charge, call 877-4950. Line up a time for you at your convenience, the day and the time you want to come, for free information. We're not pushing vitamins. We're not pushing a product. We're helping, giving you information that you hear like this on the radio.
That's right. Dennis and Mona just set up a time. Beautiful, comfortable, wonderful things.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well. In Kahului. Aloha.